Too many Eagles fans.
We took care of him already.
That's right.
Now, now.
Still 95 games with no shutout.
Case number 10,526, Daniel F. Burton, northwest of Road 410, being Lot A within Oliver R. Fisher subdivision, a special use exception to place a multi-sectional manufactured home that is more than 5 years old.
Name and address.
Daniel Burton, 24129 Fisher's Point, Hillsborough, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. The mobile home that the double wide that we want to move is the one that we're living in now. And the lot that we have, that we're in Oliver subdivision, lot number 3. And we want to move it to lot number 3A, which is at the front of the lot, because we'd like to build a new home where our house is now. We had to, when we bought the double wide, we put it on a basement foundation. And it overlooks the pond and everything like that. And so we want to move the home that we're living in now to the front of our lot, which is on a 3/4 acre. And where the house is now is we want to build an existing, a new house.
Okay.
So that we could be in the same exact spot, so that we would not be wasting the money that we spent on the full basement that we have there now.
The other lot is currently vacant?
Yes, sir.
That's 3A, the vacant one?
Yes, sir.
What year home is it?
It's a 2000. I think there, when I submitted the application, I put two pictures in there. As
yes.
you can see, it's in good repair, good home.
It appears to be much newer.
Yes.
Nice place.
I believe that the septic people have filed the thing with the county. Everything's all approved for the septic and everything like that.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Butler?
No.
Mr. Belcher?
No.
And Mr. Mills? Okay. Carrying no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Sir, do you want to come forward, please? You can sit down right up front there, sir. Please finish.
Name and address.
Joseph Dawson, 294 46 Revel Road, Millsboro.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Joseph Dawson. I reside in close proximity to this property in question, about two lots west of that property. You see on the drawing that Mr. Burton has submitted, there's the site where he wants to place this home, and then another 5.82 acres just to the west of that. Then you see the Shea property. And then where it says 264, that is my property right there. Mr. Shea, if I'm allowed, has asked me, because he wanted to spearhead this objection, but he could not make this this board meeting tonight. He had a death in his family, and he had to immediately leave town. He wrote a letter for me to read to the board, if I may. In opposition of this application.
Okay. Does he understand what the request is?
Does Mr. Shea?
Yeah.
Yes. To whom it may concern, this correspondence is written in opposition to the application of Daniel F. Burton requesting a variance and or special use exception to allow placement of a double trailer older than 5 years on property located in the Oliver R. Fisher subdivision, Millsboro, Delaware. We are the owners and residents of 70 acres of land immediately to the west of the Fisher subdivision, which we purchased in 1995. We also own two other additional parcels in the immediate area, which are west of me, and I'll explain that. That would be adversely affected by the approval of this application. Since our purchase of these properties, we have been pleased that the growth surrounding us has only served to enhance the appeal of this neighborhood and feel that the proposed structure would drastically diminish the appeal. We have made a substantial investment in our real estate in this neighborhood, and we are hopeful that this application be denied. We are relying on the board to protect our neighborhood and to allow it only to continue to improve. We are unable to attend the hearing on a matter due to the out-of-state funeral of a family member and are relying upon our friend and neighbor Joe Dawson to deliver this letter on our behalf.
Mr. Dawson, does he feel that a double wide will decrease the value of the property?
Yes, sir. I really do.
Well, that's not the question. The question is this particular double wide, because it's not a question whether double wide can be there or not. It's only a question whether this double wide can be there. Okay.
Actually, Mr. Mills, I don't think that it is a double wide. I'm looking at the application, and then I'm looking at the pictures. The application says the size of the mobile home is a 20 by 76.
28.
Okay, but if you look at the pictures in question, if you look at the end view of the mobile home,
uh-huh.
I don't think that that's 28 feet.
Well,
I really don't. I haven't been in contact with Mr. Burton. Mr. Burton has not been in contact with me.
If in fact it's not a double wide, then he could not move it there.
I really think that the double trailer, he did not put double wide. He put double trailer on it, on the application. And I'm thinking that this is not a double wide.
Well, double wide is a double trailer.
Well, that was one of the questions that I would like to go through the board to ask Mr. Burton.
I'm not sure
get it on record.
I don't know which application you're looking at, but that's the application I'm looking at with respect and inspect.
I can't really tell if it says double. I mean, 20 by 76 or 28 by 76.
Looks to me like an 8.
28 by 76, but mine is.
But looking at the picture, I'm looking to see that the end view of that home does not look like 28 to me. But I'm just saying you can't go by the picture. Was one of the questions that I wanted to go through the board to ask Mr.
Have you seen the color picture?
No, I have not.
That's what he's asking to move there. Now, the reason.
It doesn't show the end view.
Okay. There's the end view. So the question is, let's just assume this is 28, and it is a double wide. The reason that the county ordinance is such that it can't be 5 years or older is because the county doesn't want to see someone move an older, dilapidated, or an ugly structure being moved.
I understand that.
That is the reason we're hearing this case.
What our concerns were was when you disassemble that and then move it and put it onto a different location, you know, it really actually doesn't look the same as it was when it was first put up new. And the other part that I'm going to refer to is this being a 9-year-old mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm under the impression that it has to be 5 years old or newer. The homes on this road in our community are $100,000 plus stick-built homes. Mm-hmm. We fall under a restriction, which none of these properties that are in question do.
We don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
I understand, but I'm just explaining my feelings. I mean, that was why I came up here to do.
Sure.
We fall into restrictions as to what our homes must look like, what they, you know, must have as far as pitch, square footage, and things of that sort. Unfortunately, everyone that said they were going to be here tonight to oppose was not here, including Mr. Shea, but his unfortunate happening made that impossible.
Sure.
But I have a concern about the placement of a mobile home in a community of stick-built homes, which
I can relieve your concern in that this gentleman can put a double-wide mobile home there.
I understand that.
Okay.
If it's 5 years old or newer.
That's correct.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the only leg that we have to stand on, then I'm opposing to putting this mobile home on that property because it's older than, it's 9 years old, almost 10.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The other things that that I have here is to direct to the board questions for Mr. Burton to answer, if he would, while we're here. I know they have to direct them to you, and you direct them to him.
Yep.
He's already stated that it is a 2000 mobile home.
I believe that's correct.
But I'd like to know what the manufactured date is of that home. If it was placed in 2000, or is it a 2000 titled home?
Okay.
I'd like for him to state the actual size again of the home, square footage, and outside dimensions, length and distance, and width.
Okay.
For the record. Also, on the drawing, he's wanting a 50-foot easement.
That's not what we're hearing.
Pardon me?
We're not hearing that. Apparently, it's been subdivided, already subdivided and approved.
It's been approved.
Didn't I ask the question of why he wants the easement?
Well, probably to access the rest of his property, but that's already, that's already been approved by planning and zoning.
No, that's not by us. That's by them. They've already approved that.
Because it's Oliver Fisher subdivision.
So the purpose of the easement, my question would be for not to put any other additional homes in the development between him and his brother.
Mm.
Probably the purpose of the easement is to access the remainder of the property.
That's what that's
originally,
for.
That couldn't
be obtained through the driveway. I'm just asking the question.
It appears originally it was a 7.5 acre parcel. It also appears it's been subdivided and leaves a remainder of 6.8 acres, which would give that front parcel of 3/4 acre, which means they can put a double wide mobile home there. And the easement, planning and zoning is apparently already approved.
Right. Well, my concern is to have the starting of a mobile home community in a community of stick built homes, which are far in excess more valuable than a mobile home.
Then your concern probably should have been at the Planning and Zoning
Commission, who approved this.
Mr. Dawson, do you live west of 409?
I live 409 is Lewis Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the west of 410 is this road. So do you live on the road going towards 24?
No, I live on according to this drawing, this plot plan. If you look at the...
Do you have your parcel number? Let me ask you that then.
Pardon me?
Do you have your parcel number?
No, I do not have it with me, no. Right here where it says Shea, the bottom left-hand corner.
I don't see where...
So we don't...
I don't have that far.
No, it's not here. Shea is the... He owns the old dirt hole there, which is directly across from 409, where 409...
Correct. But I live just... I'm the property right next to his driveway. In other words, if you come 409...
On the same side of the road as this property?
Correct.
Okay.
1.07 acres?
Correct.
Okay. That's right in the bottom left corner.
Yeah, always okay. Down. Just barely.
So you're...
You have the same drawing that I have, right?
Yeah.
On the bottom left, it says Shea.
We don't have that much of the copy, but you're three parcels and an easement away from the parcel in question.
Less than 200 yards. If you look, the frontage of his property is...
You have 150, a 201, and then 50 feet.
Correct.
Okay.
Sir, did you have a problem with the home being there before?
The home's not there.
But he's going to move it?
He's going to move it from another location to there.
No.
There.
No.
No.
The home's already...
No, from his testimony, the home sits further home back sits on the parcel near the pond.
He's moving it over.
He's moving it up.
But you can't see it from the road. It must be in the woods way back on the pond.
Well, he's moving it over to the next parcel and then build a new home
he's gonna,
on that foundation.
Yeah, it's going to be, this is going to be in front of...
I beg your pardon, there's no other homes on that road except for Fisher property between me and the pot.
That'll be one of the questions we ask him.
We'll ask him that then. We'll get it clarified.
That's where I understand it.
No, the home is not visible. I don't know where the home is.
Is it on the water and it's in the woods?
I have no clue.
We'll get him clarified. I think that's what he stated.
That's what he stated, though.
The home is not visible to me.
That's why I didn't understand why...
He's going to take it and move it from, far as I know, another location and move it there and place it on a foundation.
We'll ask him. It was from his testimony, it was, I think, I speak for the board, it was our assumption that he was just moving it forward to the road.
To the other lot.
If it is, then it's a quarter mile back because the pond is that far back.
Okay, and his parcel is...
That was my concern because I didn't know where he was moving it from. He has to disassemble it and move it if it's, you know, if it's a double wide.
Well, we understood that he was just moving over to the next lot and building a home.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, his...
It might be new to the next lot, but it's not visible from the road and or my property.
It probably is a quarter of a mile because his parcel is almost 1,700 feet deep.
And it must be, you know, in the woods way behind, off the road.
Okay.
You know, so to move it out and then...
Yeah.
That's my concern. And it is a nine-year-old home.
Okay.
Thank you.
And did you have anything else you'd like us to ask him?
No, I have a suspicion, but I can't go on suspicion, but Mr. Burton is the brother to a lane builder, Jeff Burton. And there's property being juggled through family problems in that area, in that area. And I'm just wanting to just, I don't want a manufactured community, a mobile home community going up on that property. And I just want to...
How did you find out about this hearing?
Pardon me?
How did you find out about this hearing?
There was a sign placement on the road, and then... we received some things in our mailbox in reference to objecting to this from people in the community, and I'm the only one showed up, other than Mr. Shea.
Does planning and zoning also post property?
We post the property, yes. Any hearing is posted. If it requires a hearing, it's posted.
This is the first hearing that I've known of.
Okay.
I didn't even know they subdivided it.
If that's your concern for the future, keep your eye out for and also watching the papers, because the county does post properties for subdivisions request.
I understand.
And also they publish
it in the paper. I have no objections on people wanting to, you know, move and build a new house or whatever, but there's no way that I can suggest or try to enforce our
desires.
Pardon me?
Desires?
Well, not our design.
Desire.
When we bought the property, we had I can't think of the word. Guidelines or rules or regulations we had to follow to make the community...
Restrictions or covenants.
Restrictions, you know, building restrictions. And everybody in that Parker Point, beautiful homes in there, everybody on our road to the west of us is beautiful homes. Across the street, there's beautiful homes. And to have an older double-wide placed in, you know, the proximity of your property, I just feel that it's going to devalue... the properties on that road.
So I guess you'd really be opposed to a chicken house there.
Well, no, because that was in the deed, and there was chicken houses down the road when, you know. So, but I'm from Sussex County, so it's. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep, all right. Thank you. Can you address his questions?
I don't know exactly the date of when the home was built. We bought it was a 2000, so I can just go on what I recollect is that it was a 2000 home. That's when it was placed there. We bought it brand new. We are moving it from the back of the lot to the very front of the lot.
You can't see it from the road?
You cannot see it from the road. It is it's in the woods on the pond. Okay. Right now.
When did the subdivision take place that carved 3A out of 3? Do you know?
Not sure. Sometime over the past, does it have the date here on, plan date 7909?
Okay. Were you responsible for doing that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's been within the last year?
Yes.
Okay. And so you went before planning and zoning, and there was a hearing, and?
Yes.
Okay.
The surveyor did, I believe.
Okay.
And the as far as the, you know, the neighborhood right across from where I want to put the home, obviously there's a chicken farm there. There's a single wide right across the street from where I want to put the home. There's also a single wide straight down the street from where I want to put the home. And I think that if you look at the pictures of the home, even though it's 9 years old, I think it would be in character of the other ranchers that are in the area. I don't, you know, we're not putting an old dilapidated home down there. We're going to have it professionally moved, professionally set up, you know, on a brick foundation.
Do you have the original paperwork where you bought the home?
I do, but I mean, it's at home somewhere. I don't have it with me. And then also there should be a copy here on file from where we had the home placed.
Assessment department will have that on
okay.
file.
On file.
And Susan, would that subdivision have been here?
I don't think it was a subdivision because you can take out four lots per parcel without a public hearing, as long as you have 150-foot road frontage with 3/4 acre.
Okay, but this subdivision left only the 50-foot easement, so he would have had to have gotten a variance for the frontage, right?
Right. So they probably did go through a public hearing.
Well, what I mean, wouldn't it have come here for a variance?
From planning and zoning, not us.
And the proper subdivision.
It's part of the subdivision itself.
It's part of the subdivision.
Okay. They can allow the 50-foot mm-hmm. easement.
Yes.
They can.
Yeah, we hired the surveyor, and he took care of that for us.
So, in essence, you could actually have three more lots there.
I don't know the law. I mean,
you have to go back through the commission.
Right, right. That's
what
right.
you
right.
could do.
You could go back and request that.
Three more.
Would the assessment record, Susan, also have the dimensions for the dwelling?
It'll have the mobile home information, make, size, year.
That's
everything.
What I mean. It would,
yes.
it would show whether it's 28
yes.
or 20.
And it's a 28 by 76.
I have an older survey here. It's the only copy I have, but if you want to look at it.
If you want to offer it,
yep.
we won't be able to give it back for a while.
Okay. But eventually I'll look at it.
Yep.
It's a 20. It's definitely.
And
all that matters.
And, you know, the only thing I have to say is that, you know, if Mr. Dawson was concerned, I don't think he would have put his home next to a chicken house. There's also a horse ranch there and some other stuff. You know, it's, well, we've lived there my whole life. I grew up on the farm. And so.
Is there any other double wides around here?
I'm sorry?
Any other double wides around that area?
I'm not certain, but I believe that down the road on the Revel Road towards Ingram's Pond on the right hand side, there's appear to be a double wide there. It has like the front like the double wide has, and then there's also two single wides on that road as well. There's a one right across the street, and then there's one on the road down on the left, and then there's various homes that look like ranchers.
So you're moving this home out to there. Are you planning on selling that?
We don't know what we want to do right now. We would like to rent it. We don't want to sell it, but hopefully we'd like to rent it, or possibly even in the future our children could use it. But I have no idea as to what would actually happen with it. But we would prefer not to sell it. We'd prefer to rent it or to let one of our children use it. We have one that's in college now.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I believe the opposition had one more question.
Yep. I have one quick rebuttal, sir.
Pardon?
I said I'd give you one couple questions. No, quick rebuttal.
I think he answered the question, but I just wanted to make sure. He said that he was going to build a new home on the lot after he moved the home away, and
yes.
then he was going to live in the new home. And my question was, is what he's going to do with the double wide?
That's, well.
And he said he wanted to rent it. So I just.
Or give it to one of his children, one's in college or whatever, he doesn't want to sell.
That answered my question. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,526, or no, actually leave the hearing open so the only for the office to report to us the actual year that is on record of the unit in question.
I would second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,526 open and for the reason only for the office to be able to obtain the year in question. Is that correct, Mr. Mills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting time.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion so carried. Now I'll be left open to our next regular meeting. Okay, that's all of the regular business. Now we'll go in.